Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hi there, it's Laura Wasser, and if anyone knows how much divorce sucks, it's me. I've been practicing family law for over 20 years, and I've worked on thousands of divorces. Creating peace in families is how I lost my voice. From the top of the food chain all the way down to my very first case, which was my own divorce when I was 25. I wrote the book on divorce, or I wrote a book on divorce. It's called It Doesn't Have to Be That Way, How to Divorce Without Destroying Your Family or Bankrupting Yourself. That book became a bestseller because it presented another option for ending a marriage, one that doesn't necessarily include lawyers, and one that leaves more money in both parties' bank accounts and less animosity in their hearts. We created It's Over Easy, the one-stop breakup divorce resource online with the same principles in mind. So welcome to the Divorce Sucks podcast, where we talk about breaking up, getting divorced, and moving on.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, listeners, welcome to the Divorce Sucks podcast. I'm Laura Wasser, and I am here with the Sunny Side Up Report and my co-host slash producer.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Johnny Rains.
Johnny Rains. He almost forgot his name. The Sunny Side Up Report is where Johnny and I, pre-Divorce Sucks podcast, talk a little bit about what is going on in the world of divorces, breakups, next chapters on the internet.
Yes.
So the first story that we have today was written by Ryan Miller of the Des Moines Register. Facebook status divorced, why millennials killed, how you decouple in the digital age.
It's crazy that people use Facebook or any of these social media to put such personal information on there.
Yeah, but millennials do everything via social media these days. Tell us a little bit about what Ryan has to say about the fact that this is sometimes how people find out that they're actually getting divorced is from Facebook.
Millennials are apparently saving the marriage institution, or at least lowering the divorce rate in the country. That's the gist of his article. I still say it's kind of crazy that they are putting all that personal information out there.
But we've been reading about this for a while. Why is this article, what about this article is different in terms of finding out on Facebook or revealing to the world on Facebook that you're uncoupled, single, separated, getting divorced?
It really goes into the details of how people post their vacations, their other dates, things that they're doing to show that they've divorced. Or they're broken up.
And I feel like so many people, I mean, it's so interesting to me what people will post on social media. It's always weddings and babies, weddings and babies. So what the woman that he interviewed for this article said is that all of a sudden everybody's talking about weddings and babies, and it was incredibly painful for me to be going through it on, you know, social media in terms of a divorce. Next article, The Yogi's Guide to Getting Divorced. In their new book, Better Apart, yoga teacher Elena Brower and attorney Gabrielle Hartley share their tips on how to emerge from divorce stronger and more resilient than before. Here in this article, they share their thoughts on co-parenting with patience, respect, clarity, peace, and forgiveness after you separate. I think it's so important. We've featured Gabrielle Hartley's book on It's Over Easy, and I believe we'll be having her on the podcast.
Yes, we're going to be having her on the podcast next month in March. And one of the things that's really interesting about the article she wrote for It's Over Easy on the Insights blog is that she talks about these tips for mindfully moving on after your divorce.
How to divorce, five things you should try. Tell us what some of those five things are, Johnny.
Patience, number one. Respect, and she actually calls respect a practice. Respect for yourself, your humanity, your pain, and the whole process you are going through will help you begin to find respect for everyone involved. The third tip is clarity. Peace, another, which she says, of course, we all want inner peace, but practicing peace presents an...
It's so odd that grudge is isn't on this list.
Well, She's trying to be more self-actualized, I think.
I'd be very self-actualized with my feet up in the air. Okay, go ahead.
Forgiveness. That's the other one. And thanks, Gabrielle. We look forward to seeing you on Divorce Sucks.
We do. We do. All right. Finally, Winona Ryder is not letting anyone forget she's married to Keanu Reeves. Written by Jenny Berg, BravoTV.com. Let's just say he's no longer surprised by the texts he receives that start out, "Hello, husband. You're going to have to tell me more about this one."
Well, it's actually just kind of like a bit of a jest. They got married in a movie they did back in 1992, and she, being the joker that she is, will not let him forget it and sends him texts from time to time saying, "Hello, husband."
What was the movie?
Dracula.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
They got married in Dracula.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Just because it happens in a movie doesn't mean it happens in real life.
Well, you know Winona Ryder. You know, she might be a little touched in the mind. So
I
she may actually believe.
I love Winona Ryder.
I adore her.
She's
I adore her films.
Best.
I mean, everything she's done. But I mean, she, you know.
That's it for the Sunny Side Up Report. Keep listening, listeners, because today we're going to be talking to Giuseppe Franco on the Divorce Sucks podcast. And he is one of my favorites. Today's episode of Divorce Sucks is about taking care of yourself and loving yourself before, during, and after a breakup. And if you're in the midst of a divorce, here are five tips I shared with E regarding high net worth dissolutions. But I think this advice is universal and it may help you through this difficult time. Tip one. Keep it amicable. Sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes there are issues that need to be brought out to the court, and when they're brought out to the court, they're brought out to the public. Tip two. Do your best to keep the split under wraps. If you can keep it on an amicable settlement resolution-based level, then we don't have to file anything with the court, and the public doesn't have to know about it. Tip 3. Social media silence. I generally advise clients who are in the public eye to kind of shut things down and fly low and avoid the radar when you guys are going through a divorce. Again, sometimes that's not a part of their whole brand and they really need to be posting things. And I will still say, do you think you might be able to dial it back a little bit while we're going through this? Tip number 4. Don't publicly attack your ex. Communicate with each other. Don't necessarily communicate with everyone else, including the media. Tip 5. Keep your kids' best interests in mind. My key to co-parenting is to try to be as respectful, appreciative as possible to co-parents. And now, on with the show. My guest today is one of the most famous hairstylists. His work is considered cutting edge in the beauty industry, garnering him a long list of celebrity clientele. That said, his salon is a landmark in the city of Beverly Hills at the Grand Passage on Cannon Drive. I walked by it many times when I was young. To catcalls coming from inside somewhere in the salon. Don't be intimidated by its high net worth address. They do blowouts, color cuts, and the salon, which now has expanded to 5 different studios all in the same location, is famous for its down-to-earth, warm, friendly atmosphere. The Giuseppe Franco Salon is also where It's Over Easy celebrated Valentine's Day this year with our It's Over Easy first annual Love Yourself event. Attending were friends and Fresh Start Fitness creator Jennifer Giamo, whose collaboration with It's Over Easy and our index provider at We Are So Worthy made it a day to remember. It was made all the more bubbly with the delicious champagne provided by GH Mum. Giuseppe Franco, beauty expert extraordinaire, welcome to Divorce Sucks.
Yay, thank you, but divorce really sucks. What's so good? It does suck.
Yes. And that's why we have this podcast, so that we can talk to people about how to make it not so f***ing sucky and try to get them to their next chapters in the best way possible.
I'm positive. You know, Laura, I'm sorry I call you Laura, but I know you so long. I know you get about $3 gazillion every 14 seconds for those 5 tips that you brought out. That was so sweet that you told everybody, because I couldn't agree more.
Right. True, right?
Sure.
All right.
Completely.
So I'm going to get to your family law history in a minute, but let's delve back a little bit further. Who inspired you to do hair? Where did this come from?
Well, the funny thing is that I was never a Warren Beatty fan like the movie Shampoo.
Right.
I was more of a Clint Eastwood fan.
Okay. Well, that doesn't... I don't think he's done a hairdressing movie, Clint.
Yeah. I happened to drive my then girlfriend, real Guido from me, Jersey, mm-hmm. to New York to enroll in beauty school, her.
Okay.
some guy came out with a pinky ring, looked at me, goes, "What's your name?" I go, "Giuseppe." He goes, "You're a good-looking little – you should be in this school." Little and behold, I didn't know that the government would pay for it. My father was a shoemaker, didn't make money. My mother was a seamstress, didn't make money. So the government paid for it. But I happened to love it. Because what better than to be around women all day long at that time? Yeah.
That's what shampoo was about.
Yes.
Now, were you born in the States?
I was almost born on a ship.
Okay. Coming from?
Italy.
Okay.
My mother was pregnant with my twin sister and myself. As soon as they docked, believe it or not, in New York City.
Bam.
Yes.
And you grew up in New Jersey.
Correct.
And that's where you and the Guidette drove from to get to the beauty school in New York.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you've been married.
Correct.
You have a daughter.
Correct.
You went through a divorce.
Correct.
Who'd you call when you were getting divorced?
First one? You. If it wasn't for you, I would have never handled it because I did something really stupid. I'm sure a lot of people maybe not just save money. I didn't have that kind of money. And it's new. Nobody expects it to be served at 4:22 a.m. if it's going to be that way. Paperwork. Your whole life falls apart. I was trying to handle myself.
Mm.
Oh, I got eaten alive.
Right. That's what
I
said.
By a company that's now defunct. You know, but you gave me the best advice, everything. I mean, people need it. They can't handle yourself with this, you know, no matter. And like you said, if you can get along, great. I don't know how that happens. Maybe one out of a gazillion will go, let's work this out nicely.
Well, let me tell you something, though. That's what we're doing with It's Over Easy is trying to change the way people approach divorce so that it doesn't have to be, so that nobody's serving you at 4:22 a.m.
Correct.
So that you start out going, okay, this isn't working, but we have a kid. We still are family. Let's figure out a way to do this so we don't break the bank or screw each other over. That's what I want people
Love
to do.
It.
That's why I have the podcast. That's why we created It's Over Easy. I do think people can do it themselves if you give them the tools to work with. Now, back then, though, you couldn't.
Correct.
So that I sent you to my friend Grace.
Yes, Grace at Jammer Jammer. What you're saying is so sweet because you're giving all free advice. Look, I told my ex, and I'm sure people had said it before, you f***ing idiots to each other. All we're doing is giving these lawyers money and they're golfing,
mm-hmm.
talking about, hey, give it a year, this case will be. I'm not for sure.
In my defense, I have never golfed. I don't like the clothes.
They don't work for you. The thing is, it could be going to each other and a kid. It's not the lawyer's fault. You do need a lawyer or mediators of what I learned that is now. But if you could work it out yourselves, I've heard people fight over the toaster oven.
Right.
Vindictive.
Right.
Just to hurt each other.
Which is why we try to take that acrimony out of it, which I'm sure Grace did when you were going through it. And
Correct.
Then what'd you guys do? You hired a mediator.
Correct.
Who's that?
Judge Jill.
Jill Robbins is a retired judge who we've also had on this show. And she came to the party at the Giuseppe Franco Salon. She's so good. And as a result of her being there and kind of giving you the tools and saying, okay, this is what the law would do. I sat on the bench for 32 years. This is how it's going to work. You guys were able to figure it out, right?
Correct. And it was saving an enormous amount of money as well. The thing is, since I'm Italian Catholic, my prayers were, God, just make it fair. Make it fair. I don't want to win. I don't want to. Just make it fair. After, you know, we've been married 17 years.
Other religions have different prayers? Like, let's somebody over?
No.
Okay.
No.
The Italian Catholic, just make it fair.
Just the prayers, you know, because I've never been through it. Look, it's devastating. Your whole, and you're still living together, except I'm in a back room, and it's awkward when you see each other in the kitchen, and you're not supposed to talk, and, you know, it was the weirdest thing after 17 years. And, yeah, it broke my heart. Absolutely.
And how about your daughter? What did you guys do custody-wise? She's an adult now, yes?
She's an adult now. We didn't, Judge Jill Robbins didn't have to get involved. We worked that out perfectly, you know, with each other. We loved the kid.
Right.
Yeah.
So you worked that out. You guys stayed good co-parents, made decisions about school and stuff together.
Correct.
See, 25 years ago, I don't know that most people would have been able to do that. Slowly, things are changing.
For the better and happier.
Yes. All right, so let's tell us a little bit about what happens after one gets divorced. Because I always see you lurking around out there with Richie and whoever else.
Correct.
Talking to all the girls. Is it true that you dated Vanity?
That was my girlfriend.
Okay.
Steady girlfriend at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never called her that. Her name was Denise Williams. I just, always remember somebody, are you ready to perform tonight? Sushi, she'd wear the same outfit she would wear on stage, you know. Yes, yes. But that was my single days.
Right. That was pre-marriage.
Wait, okay. Well, I never cheated on my wife.
Okay. Post-marriage, what goes on? What happens when one is, you know, being courted by Giuseppe Franco? How does that work?
It doesn't work that way. It sucks. I got all my friends that are divorced and saying, Giuseppe, the only way you're going to meet anybody is if you get the hell out of the house, which I refuse to do. I don't do online dating, but it works for certain people. I got a better shot at meeting somebody in my salon or at Whole Foods on aisle 9 getting, you know.
Right.
Something like that, a little more organic-y, natural. I don't want to be married. I don't want to be steady, but I miss companionship or just touching the girl on her knee and watching a movie. Dinner.
There's a lot of touching that goes on, even.
Correct.
Just at
and I'm
salon.
Always after okay. you, Laura. You're my first choice.
But you met Matt on Saturday.
I love Matty Boy, the Irish. Good, perfect couple.
All right. Tell us, as someone who has stood behind that chair for years and years and years, how do you help make people feel beautiful and feel good about themselves once they've gone through a breakup or anything horrible and yucky?
Well, especially since we're here talking about divorce, let's talk about breakup. You see, in life, everybody falls one way or another, whether it's a job or a divorce. It's not about the fall. It's about recovery. If you get up and recover,
right,
you got to.
Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. So how do you help somebody do that? Is it true aesthetic beauty can then bring about that kind of inspiration and confidence?
Well, put it this way. It's going to be a lot better if the lady redoes her roots and maybe, you know, a guy too.
Guys too,
you know, keep on a routine. The thing is, if you don't love yourself, shit, nobody else is going to love you. You're like, forget about the roots. Forget about me even. I'll eat whatever I want. I'm so depressed. Yes, depressed. It's normal.
Right.
I was depressed. It's not about the fall. People fall. It hurts, divorce. But one, to maybe have a friend that'll take you out or not date, but good way to start is maybe go to a spa, get your hair done, have a glass of champagne, smile. The guy smiles, or you smile back. Look, you can either eat a hot dog at the stadium and, you know, watch it, or get in there and hold the bat and get in the game.
Right.
I'd rather get in the game. If I strike out, I strike out. But I got to hold the bat.
That's right.
Better shot than you eating a stupid f***ing hot dog.
That's right. Have you seen some massive changes in the salon with people after divorce? Somebody that comes in and says, just cut it off. I want to look different, or I want to be a blonde, or whatever. What kind of transformation have you seen people do that worked, and then some that are like, oh, yeah, that wasn't a good idea?
It's not like the old days, like, I want everything new. I want from a redhead long, like Anne Margaret type, to really short blonde, and I go, look, don't do it that way. Just to change, you know, let's make you look soft and sexy. Let's get you a glass of champagne.
There's a lot of champagne going on at that salon, in case that hasn't been noted yet.
Well, champagne is good, except for, you know, when I got Mrs. R coming in and Mrs. S, they got champagne with like a Valium in their hand. They're like, Giuseppe, I'm going to spend the whole day here. Where's the champagne? I go, Angel, a glass of champagne. It's a fun place. A salon is not a bank. It's not a hospital. It's a happy, uppity, depending on what salon you go to. It's not your classical music. A lot of couples met in my salon. Men met women. Men don't go to barbershops that often like they used. So they're getting highlighted. This lady, they're single. They're talking. They're divorced. They hooked up and, you know, they're married. But you got to go out, I guess.
You got to get out there. When did you open the salon?
1981.
Wow.
Same address, same place.
That is, for those of you that are listening that don't live in Southern California or have not driven on Cannon, that is a very long time for something to be around in the Beverly Hills Triangle. There's a lot of turnover.
Any business, you know, that can stay that long. But you have to have a chief, a boss.
Yeah,
you
that'd
know,
be you.
Every day. Well, I can't act. I can't sing. I don't play music. This is what my gift is from God, to do what I do.
And how many chairs have you got in there now?
Ooh, about 80-something.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
My sweet Antonia is there.
Correct.
tell us a little bit. Tell us a story, if you have one, about somebody that really did just transform, that you watched this happen. Somebody came in and you were like, oh, Jesus, what's going on over there? Not necessarily in your chair, but anywhere.
Well, I've done this where the transformations are drastic. Is for Safe Passage, that's an agency for battered women.
Right.
So once they go to this place for like a year or so to get their lives together because they were beaten.
Right.
From a piece of shit, obviously.
Right.
Now, after the administrators, any owner actually, they'll bring them to me. And of course, it's all free.
Right.
Free hair, color, makeup, everything. And then we send them, hopefully not that often, to a dentist to get their...
Right. A lot of them are missing a tooth or didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe a dress. It doesn't have to be brand new from Rodeo Drive.
Right.
Somebody donate this. And we're giving them their fresh start in life.
Right.
Sure. Like divorce, you need to close that chapter. And life is your book. You can have 142 chapters or 7 chapters. I want to have 5 million of, meaning it's your game.
Right.
But I think it's of importance that you close that chapter. And not dwell like, oh, how did I could have saved?
Right.
There's nothing you could do about yesterday, never mind a year and a half ago.
Right, move on.
Yeah, but you got to.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
New to Podcast One, it's Mama Said with actress Jamie Lynn Sigler and musician Jenna Paris.
We want to create a community for you all to just not feel alone, to feel heard, and to hear a curse word every once in a while, because who wants to listen to Elmo all the time? So that's why we're here, a no judgment zone to get real about the pretty and the shitty of motherhood.
Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna starts February 6th on PodcastOne.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Laura Wasser, and this is Divorce Sucks. No matter how, quote, unquote, bad or good your divorce is, the legal part of it shouldn't be difficult. We created It's Over Easy to empower people who can agree on the details to dissolve their own marriages on their own terms, in their own time, without attorneys, all for a fraction of the cost of what both parties are likely to spend were they represented by attorneys. Check us out at itsovereasy.com, where you can read up on divorce, educate yourself about the process, and find a community of people from stylists who can help you achieve your post-breakup hairdo to divorce coaches and accountants. My guest today is salon owner and internationally renowned hairstylist Giuseppe Franco, and we're talking about beauty, not just on the outside, which as we all know fades, but more importantly, what does it take to be beautiful on the inside? So why is it that we tell our hairstylists everything? Why is it that sitting in that chair all of a sudden opens the floodgates for us to talk to people?
A lot of people ask that when I do interviews. I don't see you telling your mechanic this.
Can you imagine, though?
You don't tell your significant other, whoever that may be. Obviously, that's why you're venting out. And some people will tell their therapist. I've been known for my clients, a lot of clients, to cancel their therapy appointment after I spoke to them.
Right.
No, well, because I speak it like it is. If the guy cheated on, I go, oh, dump the piece of shit. She goes, what? I go, dump him. He's going to do it again.
Right.
And the same thing if he ever hit her or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, if he hits you once, I'm sorry. The crying is awful. And I'm a guy. I mean, it works either way. It just... I don't feel comfortable. I'm not one of those, okay, let me give you another chance. And it's not a baseball game. You cheat once, you're out. You hit once, definitely out.
Right.
Sure.
Now, do you think it's because the stylist is behind us? They're touching us. They care about us. They're, I know Antonia doesn't usually wash my hair. Angel washes my hair.
Correct.
That feeling, I've never felt so protected and nurtured and wonderful. So I go from Angel, then I go to Antonia. Sure. Of course I'm going to tell them everything because they love me. They must. They wouldn't be able to touch me and do such wonderful things as I'm sitting there, so I feel safe. And I
but
can
that's
reveal.
Why I come over to you and try to touch you and kiss you. And you're a great friend. Yes, well, you're getting a massage. So, look, you're going to spend more than 12 minutes with your stylist. So
right.
Eventually you become friends. And It's no longer like, what did you eat last night? You believe my husband's cheating on me with the secretary? Some people can't afford therapy. Some people don't want to go to therapy.
This is kind of
so they're telling
two,
a stylist.
Two birds, one stone.
Correct.
Right. And you get to walk away with something that you look. Now, do you do your own hair?
As far as...
Like, do you cut it? Do you color it? Do you
color.
What's the? You got the Brian Grazer thing happening right now.
We both looked at each other about 6 years ago, and Richie goes, that's Brian Grazer. I go, I know who he is. I go, Booby, maybe look, we should do a movie together. Look at our hair. He laughed his ass off. But yes, I do my hair. I'd probably be pure white, but I'm too vain. Not because I'm single and I want to meet. I'm just not ready to
have. This is a good look. This is a good look.
Well, look, why do women want to get their grays out?
I agree.
You know?
So you do it all yourself. I'm just wondering if there's somebody that stands behind you that you tell everything to.
No, only because, you know what, they want to impress me. And what could take a 12-minute job is like 109 hours.
Right.
So I just do that at home.
Got it. Who's been there forever at the salon with you?
Jesse's one. Rebecca's been there. I'm open 38 years. She's been with me 37. There's people who are all in their 30s.
Right.
Like Hillary, who does Ari Emanuel.
Yes.
Who's a friend of mine. These people have been there. The only new ones are the assistants, which get trained for a year and a half. Then they become a stylist.
Right.
And then you work your way up.
What's the craziest thing that you've ever heard from a client?
As far as the divorce?
Anything.
I think it was divorce, but some people are going to have to go back a little bit. And do you remember you used to get like a cable box at that time with a remote? And it
was the
like,
brown ones.
Correct.
Yes. I'm old.
I've heard the Century City lawyers made a fortune over she would not release the cable box and the remotes.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't you just get them issued again
sure
from whatever? Remember the Z channel?
The Z channel. I guess it was just being vindictive, and it was over a certain muffin toaster oven.
Right.
There was a big fight over that. That prolonged the divorce for... I guess it's just they got a lot of money. He's on the east wing of the house. She's on the west wing. Sometimes they say it's better they stay in the house for money reasons.
Right. War of the Roses, remember?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
So, I say this to clients all the time. The amount that toaster oven cost, you just spent with me writing letters to
Correct.
The other guy fighting about this
Correct.
Stupid toaster oven. I'll buy you a toaster oven.
I love this over easy, how you're educating these people. To do,
I hope so.
A new version.
Like I said, we call it the evolution of dissolution, and we've brought in tons of mental health professionals. Because again, you're in marriage counseling.
Correct.
Things aren't working out. He or she says to you, "Here's your next stop." Because we still have a relationship. We're still family. We still have kids. So this is one of my favorite parts of the show, Giuseppe. It's kind of like the divorce sucks version of Truth or Dare, but more fun. Okay, are you ready for the divorce sucks interrogatories?
I am.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah. Yes,
on your Italian Roman Catholic Bible over there?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Giuseppe, we know you're divorced, but do you think you'd ever get married again?
I've always... tell clients, never say never, never say never.
But never.
99.99999, probably not, but I do believe in miracles.
Okay. I mean, what would be the thing that would move that needle? She really wanted to? Somebody you were dating
said
this is so important?
It's
or?
Not even that. You got to remember, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, listeners, where you get accustomed to almost being alone.
Yeah.
You know, like,
older
wow, you got
yeah.
comfortable on a couch. And look, nobody's but, whatever it is, you get comfortable. And then all of a sudden, you start dating and it's no longer just 2 times a week. The date's 3 times a week. Then she'll stay over for the week.
Right.
That's nice if it could happen to a lot of people. It didn't happen to me, but sometimes you get accustomed almost being
alone.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it would be horrible. Here would be a horrible situation. So you're watching TV and the person doesn't give up the remote control and you start wrestling and you break her finger. Can you imagine that happening?
Yes.
That actually happened to Giuseppe with his best friend when they were
Richie,
on a trip
yes.
in Hawaii.
Good memory.
Hi, Richie. Does Richie know from a podcast? Is he going to listen?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hi, Richie. All right, next. What's your favorite breakup song?
Well, I am sure a lot of people would have probably been too young. Maybe Neil Sedaka breaking up with, but I think I'm going to go with I Will Survive.
Gloria Gaynor. Oh. Nice. God, we really had a last-minute detour from poor Neil Sedaka over there. He just got run off the road. What would you say, Giuseppe, to cheer up a client in your chair going through a breakup?
Again, never about the fall. It's about the recovery. Not just my job of doing hair, any good friend would make them feel positive about themselves. If they don't look so good, you don't say, God, you look great. That's all bullshit. You got to give them a call. Oh, my God, I love your earrings. I love your shoes. Why don't we maybe go out tonight with a girlfriend? You know, if you have a girlfriend and say, just stay home. You're never going to meet anybody. He's not your real friend.
Right.
Oh, hell no.
So when you go out in Beverly Hills,
I don't go out at all.
That's what I was going to say. Where would you go? Where do the guys go?
I don't go far. Well, it's all restaurants on the street. You got Mastro's, you got the Palm, you got Indian Noah's all. But it's usually the boys that are going out. The divorcees,
right?
We have this for Easter and Thanksgiving. We call it the homeless. It's Mickey Rourke, myself, Richie, Frankie Valli, Freddie Roach, all these people.
It's like the pizza mafia in Beverly Hills.
It's all the singles.
Got it. Okay, finally, what romantic comedy could you watch on repeat?
I'm going to go old school and probably say Pretty Woman.
Oh, love, love. So last weekend, we had our It's Over Easy Love Yourself event at Giuseppe's Salon. It was fun, right?
Oh, it was great. What a turnout.
It was good. It was a little cold, I have to say. I had to keep drinking to stay warm, which happened. But our other sponsors were Worthy and Fresh Start Fitness, and their partners, they're on our index. You hadn't heard of Worthy before, right?
No.
And how great is it that you can sell your ring online, use the money for the proceeds from it to pay for something? I mean,
you know, Laura, to be honest, nobody will probably admit it, that, like you said, 20, 25 years ago. It's probably in a lot of men and, well, let's start with women's minds about the ring. What do I do with this? So sensitized. You keep it, put it in this box and lock it, or put it in a sock drawer. They probably thought about it. I should just sell it, but that's so wrong to do that. Just sell it and go on with Yes, sell it.
I mean, why is it wrong? Again, if you're not going to hand it down to your kids, which I don't know why your kids would want to wear. I mean, if it's a family heirloom, that's a different story.
Yeah, but it's not. It's
not
a divorced ring.
Exactly. So,
not that it's bad luck, but let's start fresh. I would sell it.
Yes. Put the money towards something good. You could put the money towards getting divorced online if you wanted to. Jennifer Giamo, how cute is she, from
Correct.
Fresh Start Fitness, really, really coming in and giving people the meditation, the yoga, the fitness that can get them back into shape. So you add that to, you know, a hair treatment.
Correct.
How great is that?
You know what? If a woman or a man, if a woman can't feel good after Jennifer's spa, then yoga and a little bit of hairdo, whatever it is. You're going to need...
You may need to sell the ring to buy some new breasts. That could happen.
Well, if you don't have that, just get one breast done. No, that and a nice vacation with a girlfriend in Bermuda or Cabo San Lucas, whatever it is. Otherwise, the ring is really just collecting dust.
Why?
Well, people might have thought about it. They just didn't have the balls to do it. And now that you're telling them it's okay.
Right.
It really is okay.
We're giving you permission, listeners.
Permission, good.
We did a raffle at the weekend. Johnny.
Yes.
Welcome to the party. Tell us what the raffle prizes at the Love Yourself event were, because we had a raffle.
Yeah, it was amazing. And people, I think we had at least 50 people join. Giuseppe Franco was kind enough to give away a whole sort of hair makeover, which
for him and a friend.
Yeah, I did. It's called A Day of Beauty.
A Day of Beauty.
And the dollar amount is priceless because I do for you and your best friend. What more than having your best friend sitting, getting color with you and mingling and gossiping, champagne.
Unless she's way hotter than you. That could not be good.
But it makes it more fun for two.
Yes, I agree. Do we have a winner?
We're going to announce that on next week's podcast.
Oh, okay. Yay. And by the way, if you want to see the video of our awesome party, it's going to be up on at It's Over Easy and our YouTube channel, It's Over Easy TV. So check that out. Did I do everything I was supposed to do, Johnny? Okay. All right. The world-famous Giuseppe Franco Salon offers free consultations with Giuseppe Franco himself Tuesday through Saturday starting at 8 a.m. You're really there at 8 a.m.?
No, I get there at 6. 8 is when some clients start rolling in.
I see. Okay. Ugh. Giuseppe Franco has been at the same location in Beverly Hills on Cannon Drive for 35 years. Giuseppe Franco Salon has just expanded to his fifth salon at the same location. Giuseppe, baby, thank you so much for being here today on Divorce Sucks.
Divorce really sucks, but it is my pleasure. Laura, thanks to you, I'm a happy divorcee.
There you go. Please tell people where to find you on social media and in person. Do you know or do I need to say it for you?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to tell people where you can find Giuseppe at Giuseppe Franco Salon on Instagram. And Giuseppe is, if you don't know this, G-I-U-S-E-P-P-E, Franco, F-R-A-N-C-O, Salon on Instagram. His website is GiuseppeFrancoSalon.com. To book an appointment, call 310-274-8967. I have been there. You have seen me. What more needs to be said?
I love her.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Sucks today. We know that if you're listening to this, your relationship may be behind you, but you're still alive, damn it, which means you have the ability to love yourself and move on to your next chapter. It also means that you'll be around when we drop my conversation on Divorce Sucks with actress and mom of three, Kate Hudson, on March 4th. She reveals some of her own romantic ups and downs, and we compare co-parenting styles. She's got me beat now because now she's got three babies with three babies. Daddies, little Ronnie Rose. Tap subscribe so you don't miss out on the next fresh episode of Divorce Sucks and rate us at iTunes and tell us what you think. Divorce sucks, but you're not in it alone. I'm Laura Wasser. Thank you for listening.